Lord, as we look at your word, may our hearts be open to hear from you. Amen. So in Genesis 15, when Abraham, or the character we more usually think of as Abraham, because his name was subsequently changed, he says, "O Sovereign Lord." And the name he uses for God is Adonai, Sovereign Lord, Lord of all lords. So we're thinking this morning about our God, who is above all and over all and has authority over all. I wonder when you last looked up at the night sky when it's not covered in clouds and you can see the stars. Now, in Mansfield or in any other town, what we see is a bit limited by the amount of light that is around. But if you get out away from away from the street lights, somewhere that's really dark, on a clear night, the stars are amazing. And have you had that experience where you look at the sky and you see a few stars twinkling? And you keep looking and you see a few more. And you keep looking and you see more yet. And if you try to count them, it will be a bit like trying to count the grains of sugar, wouldn't it? Or the grains of sand on Skegness Beach or wherever. Because we simply cannot count them. There are too many, the numbers get too big. But when you're looking up there, and your eyes are trying to follow from one to the other, you very soon just get lost with it all, don't you? And you can't keep track of them. And as we see this conversation that Abraham has with God, Abraham and his wife Sarah have not been able to have a child. So his heir is going to be the son of his servant. And God says, no. Now you will have a son and your descendants will be as many as the stars. In other words, you won't be able to count them. You'll have so many descendants that you won't be able to keep track. You won't know the number. And that must have seemed just an incredible thing to Abraham. But God has authority. This is God who made all those stars. God who made all those amazing places on our planet that we can visit. Now, we might think that Mansfield is not the most picturesque place on the planet. But actually, you don't have to go very far, do you, to see a scene that is beautiful. And then a couple of hours up or down the motorway, and you soon get to more amazing places. Or we can fly to the other side of the world and see places that just make us think, wow. Because when we look at it, we see God's handiwork. We see God's signature in the world that he's made, that he's created. And it's stunning and beautiful. And then if we think about that gospel reading, I guess to many it's a familiar story. They're on the Sea of Galilee. They're not on the open ocean. And the winds whip up pretty quickly. And the water goes from being nice and calm to being a squally storm. But you know, we know that many of Jesus' disciples were fishermen. Being out on a boat on the water was not, you know, they were used to that. So they must have been used to the sea being a bit choppy. And yet, they fear for their lives. This must have been quite a storm. And Jesus quite simply tells the wind and the waves to stop, and all is calm. Jesus had been talking about the fact that he was God. So Jesus was making a statement here, I am God. But he has authority, God has authority over our world and everything in it. And I wonder sometimes, do we see that? Do we live our lives knowing that that is true? Or do we sort of forget it and park it a bit? Yeah, we know it in our heads, don't we, generally? But do we sometimes just let it slip out of our minds? And when life gets a bit stormy, when bad things happen, when it's difficult, it sometimes doesn't feel as though God's in control. It can feel as though it's all spinning out of control. And yet, we know from God's word that God is in control, that he has authority, that God is sovereign. And in both these readings, it's about faith. Jesus said to the disciples in the boat, the boat's tossing about, waves, goodness knows how high, and they're beginning to think, this is it, we're going to die. And they wake Jesus up. And they might have very calmly said, Jesus, you couldn't just lend a hand, could you? Instead of lying there asleep. Or it might have been a bit more frantic and dramatic than that. I suspect probably the latter. You know, maybe it was a bit noisy and a bit of shouting and people were getting a bit anxious. And what's the first thing that Jesus says to them? You of little faith, why are you afraid? Well, you know, on one level, it's pretty obvious why they were afraid, isn't it? And yet, it's about faith. If we have the faith that God is over all and is in control, we don't need to be afraid when the storms hit. Jesus is saying to them, you don't need to be afraid because you know that I have the authority and I am in control. That I am God. Abraham hears from God, you will have all these descendants. And it says at the end of that reading that we had, Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness. Maybe it sounded a bit bizarre to Abraham's ears, a bit unlikely, and yet he believed. He had trust and faith in God, and he believed God's word that God would do as he said, that God would take care of him and have authority. Do we have the faith to believe that God is in control, that God has the authority, that he is over all in our lives. And that even when things are beyond us, that God is there because God made it all. God is so much bigger than we are. We're going to sing our next song, Father God, I Wonder.